This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and U.S. have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for a major defense partnership in the 21st century. The framework, which will run from 2025 to 2035, is aimed at strengthening defense ties between the two countries. During the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump said India and the U.S. have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the U.S. the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. Both the countries underscored the importance of U.S.-India collaboration to ensure energy affordability, reliability and availability, and stable energy markets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conference, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia. The Prime Minister said this conference highlights that the Asian century is not just about economic value, but also about social values. Mr. Modi emphasized that the teachings of Bhagwan Buddha can guide the world in creating a peaceful and progressive era. Nation is remembering the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack in 2019. The day marks the sixth year of the horrific terror attack in Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel lost their lives in the line of duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in this attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the coming generations will never forget their sacrifice and their unwavering dedication to the nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to the soldiers who lost their lives in the Pulwama attack. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Terrorism is the biggest enemy of the entire human race and the whole world has united against it." On February 14, 2019, the country suffered one of the most fatal attacks in its events, the Pulwama terror attack, which resulted in the deaths of 40 CRPF jawans and many others were injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting with Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis to review the implementation of new criminal laws in the state. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Maharashtra was reviewed in the meeting. Maharashtra DGP Rashmi Shukla and other senior officials also attended the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu is on a visit to Karnataka today. The president graced the inaugural session of the 10th International Women's Conference being organized by the Art of Living at Bengaluru. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that in the present age of advancements in technology, we must ensure that our human values remain intact. Tomorrow, the president will address the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the BIT Mestra at Ranch. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 3 lakh rupees on IITN's Prasikshan Kendra Private Limited for advertising misleading claims regarding the result of IIT JEE exam. Consumer Affairs Minister said the decision was taken to ensure that no false or misleading advertisement is made of any goods or services which contravenes the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act. CCPA has so far issued 46 notices to various coaching institutes for misleading advertisements. The authority has also imposed penalty of rupees 77 lakhs on 24 coaching institutes and directed them to discontinue the misleading advertisements. The RBI imposed several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank yesterday, including on withdrawal of funds by depositors amid supervisory concerns. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.